I kept hearing in the spirit, the king is here. I heard it again, the king is here. The gates was open. Now, I must admit myself, this is some of the most powerful praise and worship I ever been in my life. And I've been in some powerful meetings, boy. I mean, just Jesus, like Jesus walking in the air in here. I enjoyed the presence of the Lord, didn't you? My, you don't want to quit, you know. Everybody say the king is here. So much could be accomplished in the presence of the Lord. And that's why the churches are turning. The churches have to turn so we can get into his real presence. When you get into his real presence, everybody get healed. Iron turn into bone. Back, new heart, new kidney, new lung. It's a supernatural. It's a supernatural atmosphere. You still sense it? I love it. I love it. If you get in the attitude and get in the way and get out the way, he will come. The King of Glory. Psalm 24 say, open the gate, and the King of Glory shall come in. The Lord, strong and mighty. Hallelujah. The Lord who never lost a battle. Hallelujah. He's here. He's here for you. Hallelujah. What you believing for tonight? What you need to happen tonight? Let it happen. He's here. He can straighten things out at home while you're here. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Some of y'all not catching on. Glory to God. The king is here. I said the king is here. Woo, hallelujah. Say it, the king is here. Say it. Hallelujah. And because the king is here, I'm healed. And because the king is here, my finances are right. I tell you, the king is here. Now shout hallelujah. He's here. He is here. He is here. He is here. You know you don't want to quit. My goodness. The king is here. Lord, we recognize your presence and thank you. Woo. We welcome you. You sure did come. Thank you. We really don't know how to handle this. We're just going to do the best we can. Glory to God. We really don't know what we're doing, but we're going to do the best we can. The king is here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, let's take a word break. Maybe we'll come back to it. Let's take a word break. Come on. I really don't know what I'm doing. Just have mercy on me. I mean, I've been in high praise. I ain't never been in nothing like this. Man, it's at my own church, but I'm just telling the truth. I love it. I love it. Yes, sir. I receive it. Yes, sir. $1,000. I receive it. Got you, got you, got you. Woo! If you can't preach in this atmosphere, you need to go home and tell your family you made a mistake. Glory to God. Hey. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Whoa, that's holler if you want. Go ahead. Hallelujah. The king is here. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. The king is here. Woo! The king is here. The king is here. The king is here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for the king. Amen. Come on. Hey, glory to God. The king is here. You know, when you talk about prosperity and wealth, that is God's original plan for his children to carry out his mission on earth. I can't help tonight but read the 24th Psalm. Get your Bible. I can't help but read it because I think I was going to a text, but on the 24th Psalm is something because it describes why we should be rich and why we can have what we say and why the Father has provided for his creation, his children. It says the earth is the Lord. My goodness. And the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Notice this. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor swore deceitfully. He shall, notice verse 5 now. Notice verse 5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord. That's what it said. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Amen. Amen. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face. Very important. O Jacob, Salah, pause and think about that. Seeking his face. This is the generation that seek his face. This is the generation he can pour his blessings out upon. We are the generation that seek his face. And we are, listen to me very carefully, we are to wear his blessing heavy. Yes, sir. Write it down. I am to wear the blessing of the Lord heavy. The manifestations shall be seen in my life. As I seek him, I will be like them. Who walk heavy in the blessings of God. Like Abraham. Like Isaac. Like Jacob. Like Job. Like Solomon. Like David. Like Esther. Like Ruth. Walk heavy in the blessings of God. Everybody in the sound of my voice will walk heavy from this night forward in the blessing of God. He's going to show you how. He's going to show you how something happened to you a few minutes ago. He's going to show you how to walk in his blessing heavy, where the whole world will know who you belong to. Heavy, heavy blessing hang over your head. Y'all receive that? I'm walking heavy in blessing. You see that? I see that. See, because our text is Matthew 6:33, talking about seek the kingdom. We're learning how to function in spiritual laws that work the same way all the time. Just like the law of lift, it never changed. The law of gravity never changed. And the law of the spirit never changes. God just needs somebody to work it. We the generation. Whether you know it or not, tonight you've been introduced to another scale in the spirit, another ladder, another step in the spirit. The king is here. The psalmist go on to say, lift up your heads, O ye gate, and be lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. You understand that? Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in valor. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Salah, give him a praise. Come on, let's pray. Hallelujah. Loud, loud. Hallelujah. Sit down, I'm going to teach you about spiritual laws. Go back to your text in Matthew chapter 6, because we've got to understand what we've been talking about all this week. We've been talking about mysteries of the kingdom and spiritual laws and supernatural laws of the kingdom. Of the kingdom. The kingdom of God. The Bible said in Luke 17:20-21, the kingdom of God is within you. It's God's place of operation. It's a mode of operation that you can function in this world that is beyond this world. So it doesn't just happen automatically. We say it will not happen accidentally. It has to be by proper application. We talked about that, right? It's a system. The kingdom of God is a system of God that can be worked in a supernatural realm. There's supernatural wealth, supernatural prosperity, supernatural abundance. Are you recognizing this? Come on, listen. Now, y'all listen. We ain't now. We got to get on further. We got to get up the road here now. See, these spiritual laws are accurate. And they work. They will work for you or they will work against you. If you don't work them, you leave yourself open for the enemy. If you work them, you stop the enemy in his track. He can't. If you learn how to operate in the kingdom, you learn how to function in these spirit laws day in and day out, day in and day out, the rest of your life, he cannot hold you in no one spot. Oh, I should have got a better response there. Because we break in tonight in the name of Jesus. We break in that position you've been in for so long. That position is broken tonight, you see. Because, and then we're going to give you the admonition, the revelation, the clarification of how to function when you leave these grounds. See, based on Matthew 6:33, Jesus talking about provision, talking about he's the provider for the lily, for the bird, for the, and then what you think, if you being evil, how much more would he give to his children? And so he was trying to enlighten us to the fact that we don't have nothing to worry about. We don't have nothing to fear. We don't have nothing to have anxiety about, because he's still God. And when you apply the spiritual laws of the kingdom properly, they have to produce. God put himself in submission to his law. In other words, if you function in his laws right, he's obligated to come through. And he love it. He love it. He loved it when one of his children seemed like they're putting pressure on the kingdom. And what you can do, you see. But at the same, by the same token, we've been in the same spot too long. How many agree with that? And especially the church been suffering. So I'm going to give you some things tonight that will help you as we introduce these spiritual laws and the operating system. Now you need to write this down, because the operating system of the kingdom of God, it's got a system you got to operate. Let me read this introduction to you again, because I want you to get this. These are principles God has given us to enable us to live a fruitful, a blessed, and a long life. And then God said in his word, he wants us to have life, and he wants us to have it more abundantly. Spiritual laws, say that, spiritual laws. Now, this is not no magic wand, this is not no crystal ball. You have to work it by faith. And the main ingredient now, the Holy Spirit told me this afternoon, the main ingredient is that all of these laws circle back to Romans 8:2. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. And it make you, for lack of a better word, it make you a strong winner. Amen. Because you have the two position there in Romans 8:2. And so all these spiritual laws that operate in the kingdom, they operate under the law of the spirit of life in Christ. Yeah. The finished work of Christ. It is finished. So when he said it is finished, when you work in these spiritual laws, at the beginning it's finished. Yes, right. But because where you are, you're making it legal to live above world standard. Yes. When you work in these spiritual laws, you're making it legal to be blessed. Yes. Legal to be out of debt. Legal to have more than you can use. Y'all sure ain't talking. Y'all not talking back to me. I'm trying to put something on you. Every time you work one of these spiritual laws, you legally go free from Satan. You legally go free from this world system. These laws are like weapons that activate the supernatural. Activate your faith working. Activate your anointing. Then you move in another realm called the glory. Well, then God, all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do, begin to function in your life. The Spirit of God wants you to know, you, after this night, you will never be able to be stopped again. The line, L-I-N-E, that you came to, that you couldn't cross, you saw it, but you couldn't cross it. He said, go ahead on, step cross it now. You're in another realm. If you know how to receive, now I know how to read the spirit world. If you know how to receive, you have stepped into another realm of power, of glory, of wisdom, of knowledge, of understanding, that you will not be able to be stopped anymore. These spiritual laws are spiritual principles. I'm going to deal with two tonight. God had put in place to guide his creation into a more productive life, a productive life. They are God operation system. I've been reading this to you all week. His mode of operandi. They initially affect our status in the spirit realm. But later, the consequences are evidence in the physical realm. See, that's manifestation. That's demonstrations that you can't fully explain. Your life has to get in a position you're so blessed that you can't explain how you got there. That's God. I said that's God. You don't have no earthly answer to give anybody, how in the world are you living like you live? Because it did not come from this world. Now, very serious, we'll sit down in a minute, very serious, for something to qualify as a law, I want to get this now, for something to qualify as a law, it must always have similar consequences. Now, watch this, because here's where we lag it. Provided certain things remain constant. You got to stick with it. It must always have similar consequences. So what we're saying now, all the biblical characters and all the premises and all the manifestation, all the demonstration, all the supernatural things that we've seen over the years in the Bible and read, those people were working spiritual law. And we can get the same result. Listen to this. With a law, one can accurately predict the outcome of certain actions. You don't have to guess about it. You align yourself with the kingdom properly and operate in the kingdom properly. You can predict the outcome. I've done this over and over and over again. It never failed. God, now watch this, listen very carefully. God has put in place certain laws or principles that would have a similar outcome in the same environment. Faith, the anointing, trust, relying on him. Because if not, you run up on a stage called the impossible. Well, God have no respect of person, he have no respect of impossible. But you gotta be in a vein of faith. You gotta be believing him. And then you can't be distracted. A lot of distraction out there, a lot of religious distraction. It looked like it's the right thing, but it's religious, it's traditional, religious, man-made theology, distraction. You got to what? There are things that fight against you working these spiritual laws. And you have to be sold out. Some of y'all are not fully sold out yet. You had to be sold out. When you get sold out, that I'm going to work God's system and God's system alone. I'm not going to try to do this thing myself. That's our problem. We think we can catch up. You can't catch up. You're going backwards. Satan got you thinking you're going front, but you're going backwards. You can't catch up. You got to break through. Spiritual law, and this is where all black folks should follow me everywhere I go. Black folks should follow me everywhere I go. They should be standing in front of my house, laying out on the ground somewhere. Black folks. Let me tell you why. Spiritual laws not only reveal God's operating system, they also reveal his impartiality in dealing with man. In other words, God is impartial. God, it don't make no difference. If you work these laws, black folks, if you work these laws, you can come out. Nobody can tell you nothing. You ain't got to march. Now, this is a sad statement, but you don't even have to vote. You know, I know all the legal stuff. You know, I tell people, go vote. That's the educational stuff. You know, go vote. That's the proper thing to do because you didn't have your right to vote. People died for you to vote and all that. But I'm telling you right now. That, you know, the Bible says that God is no respecter of person, meaning that God does not show any unqualified favoritism. Listen. You listening? You listening, young man? All right, watch what he said. He has given all of us the same set of laws. Now, I want y'all to hear this clear, and then I'm going to sit down and we're going to preach it. I'm going to show you something. Thus, given us all of us an equal opportunity. Yeah. to succeed in life. I have an equal opportunity to succeed in life. Now turn to Matthew 6:32. You're looking in the wrong place. You're seeking to be equal from the unequal. You're seeking to be equal by physical laws, sensical laws, man-made laws, and you're not going to get a breakthrough there because they let you out a little bit and lock you down right there. Oh, but if you turn to Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and let God begin to add on to you. That's what we're going to work from tonight. Sit down. That's what we're going to work from. So we'll work from the two verses. Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My. Now, two spiritual laws, the law of recognition and the law of attraction. I'll tell you a little bit about how the law of attraction. I want to show you a little bit about the law of attraction first, how that there's a magnetic force in your spirit that will draw divine things to you. Will you write that down? See, there's a magnetic force in your spirit that will draw the goodness and the grace and the provision that God has provided for you. If you position yourself, you begin to magnetize things from heaven. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And you got to go over this stuff over and over. See, you're not going to hear it the first time. You got to go over it. But you see, you have a connection.
Yes, sir.
There's something in you that attract God. And there's something in God that attracts you. You must recognize you and God belong together. And whatever God has, it's yours. But because we're in this cursed system, you have to make it legal. Matter of fact, you have to think this way. I'm connected, but there are things in my life that have to be directed. Because if not, my life will go normal. And I'll get discouraged like everybody else. Even though I'm connected, but if I don't direct it properly, if I don't direct my faith, if I don't direct my words, if I don't permit the Holy Spirit to direct my thoughts, I'll be normal like my neighbor if my neighbor not connected. So just being connected is not enough. Some things have to be directed. That's why the Bible says, many is led by the Spirit of God, they're the Son of God, or that the Spirit bear witness with my spirit that I'm a child of God. My inheritance can't come to me automatically. I have to apply certain spiritual laws that give my inheritance the right to be there. Everybody in here, your fault. Where you are now is your fault. It's your fault. How much you got now tonight? How much you got in your pocket? How much you got in the bank? It's your fault. Ain't nobody fault. Ain't a white man fault, black man, chairman, junk, any of them, nobody fault. It's your dumb fault. And just go ahead on and declare I'm a dummy and then go ahead on and get yourself right and flow with the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody won't be calling himself a dummy, but if you're not where you're supposed to be, it's something dumb. It's $500. You understand what I'm saying? We got to get this thing right. We got to know that it's not automatic. We got to know that we have to work the spiritual laws and the principles of the kingdom. The kingdom operate under Romans 8:2. Look at Romans 8:2 again. I got to emphasize that. Romans 8:2, John 10:10, they divide the Bible. Galatians 3:13 and 14, the Bible is divided right there. As I work these laws, these kingdom laws, these spiritual laws, I change my situation. Your pastor really can't change your situation. He can feed you, but you got to make up your mind. That's why I don't like a whole lot of on and on, constantly. You need to get it right here when I'm talking. You need to grow up and pay attention and listen and receive and walk in it. Now make up your mind tonight that this is not going to be an invalid trip. Make up your mind that you got in the presence of the apostle, you got in the presence of revelation knowledge, and I'm going to work it and work it and work it and work it and work it. And when I come back here next year, I'm going to be a heavy hitter. Like this, you see this $3,000 I got, a heavy check in my hand. Next year, you'll be able to do this. If you work this thing, I'm telling you, 12 months. 12 months, you work this thing, because see, some of y'all say, oh, $3,000. Man. I want you to have hope. I don't want you to come here. The Lord said he'll send them from the east, the west, the north, and south. He'll buy them cars, put gas in, they'll be glad to drive. He said when planes land in Louisiana, they're going to be asking, where's Darryl? Yeah, we are. He said that for a reason. Why am I pumping you so much now? I'm pumping you because it'll work the same way every time if you work it. It'll work for everybody who work it. You telling me to a certain degree, if you sat under my ministry and nothing happening, you telling me, Apostle, I'm not working it. Who am I believe, you or God? It take tenacity, it take boldness. It take a continual step. You feed and he lead. You feed and he lead. You feed and he lead. He green pastures. Still waters. A table already prepared. Never look at somebody else and think they can do it and you can't do it. There's a $500 check there. Never look at that. You can do this. Tell three people, you can do this. Oh, my. Now, y'all better receive this. You ready? Tell three people your lack time is up. Boy, the Lord is talking. Listen. The Lord is talking. Look what he said. Let me say, tell him next. Look what he tell him next. This is the Lord is talking. Tell him you have served your centers. Want me to tell you what he told me now? Tell him it's your time to come out. Wow. 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 I heard that. Wow. 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 It's my time. Wow. Something broke in the atmosphere. Your time to come out. Do you understand what he's saying? You done served your sentence. Pastor, y'all tell your members that Sunday. Tell them they done served their sentence. It's time to come out. You got time to come out. There's $100 check. She keeps on it. You understand? And our grace, that was grace in the spirit. There was no prelude thought in my mind. The Holy Ghost talking. So every time one of your old challenges come up. Show them your release time. See, write this day down. Write the time down. Write the day down. That this is the day you were released by the Spirit. Look, this real. Now the Spirit of God said, and I'm speaking strictly about the Spirit of God. Now you're free, go where you want to go. What? I mean, what you want to do? What you want to have? Since you're free, you're out here now, you're free, and you got to go shopping. $250. I love it. I can quit preaching right now, boy. That's it. I love it. I love it. Oh, my. You want me to tell you what else he said? The vault is open. I'm talking to you and this stuff, man. The vault open. The vault open. In the time of praise and worship, you open the vault, step in, and get what belongs to you right now because it's open for you. Listen to what he's saying. Speaking apostolically. Your challenges from this day forward will become a banner. Your challenges will become a banner. You'll flag them like a banner. Say, ain't nothing to this. I know how to handle this. I got spiritual laws that can handle this. You're not going to hold me in the same spot no more. I got my breakthrough on a Thursday night in Darrow, Louisiana. The Spirit of the Lord came on me. You want me to tell you what he's saying? He says, I'm erasing debt. You will be out of debt so fast, you're not going to be able to explain it. I'm speaking to you apostolically. I heard, he said, I'm erasing debt now. My, my, my. My, 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 my. How many of y'all receiving? This new church for me, you know, apostolically coming upon me and giving these phrases, but he's speaking them. He's speaking them out. You want me to tell you what he's saying? He said, this is a glory show. He's about to show his glory, you see. And it'd be a glory show. When you walk out free, he said, you're showing forth my glory. I'm doing it for you. You don't have to do it by yourself. Whoa, it's a glory show. It's a glory show. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I receive $200. I receive. We done mess around and step in a glory ship. Now that means you're not going to be able to live the same. You want to hear what I'm hearing? God says, I'm up to something. I'm up to something you've never seen before in your life. I'm about to do things for you you've never seen before in your life. I'm up to something. You better shout up in here. You better shout. Shout the victory. 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 Shout. Shout.
out, shout, 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 out, shout.
Listen, listen what he's saying. Shout because you're out. I'm speaking to you, let me say it as Paul, I'm speaking to you as a bona fide apostle. I heard from heaven. Heaven says, shout because you're out. Nothing will be able to hold you. Out, shout, 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 out, shout. Listening? Here's what he's saying. From this night forward, you will have credentials and evidence. Credentials and evidence. See, you've been carrying your credentials. Now the evidence gonna back up your credentials. I'm a child of the living God. I've been washing his blood. You see what I'm saying? Then the evidence, the manifestation, the demonstration, the deliverance, the victory gonna follow you everywhere you go. You, I heard some my. From this night forward, you will wear the mark of the blessing. See me? My secretary gonna type this out for me. This apostolic stuff.
Yes, sir.
And I'm gonna eat it every day. Yes, sir. See, that's how I got where I am. See me? When I hear God talk, see God's saying some specific things to us right now. I'm gonna eat it, sleep it, eat it, walk it, talk it, and receive it every day. See, we got too many pep rallies in the church. This ain't no pep rally. It's God talking. He's the king. He has everything. The king is here. I can sense him in the very atmosphere. He's hungry for a people who will trust him for his word. And let him put evidence in their life, no matter what nobody else say, no matter what they say about you, no matter how much they persecute you. Walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in it. Somebody got to walk in it. Walk like you believe it. Walk in it. There's a stirring in the spirit. We are no longer, listen to me, we are no longer church folks. We are children of the living God. We're going to make a mark in life that cannot be erased. Are y'all receiving over there? You must understand. You must understand. Your case is not hard at all. God just waiting on you to present it to him in the right way, with the right attitude, with the right faith, and the right trust, and he's going to wipe it out.
And if you don't believe me, listen to it. If you don't believe me, bump your head side the wall 6 times because your head done got in the way of your heart. Knock your crazy self out. Because the Lord talking to you. It's the Spirit of the Lord in this place, man. This ain't no man, this is God. God is addressing your cave. God said, I brought you down here for a reason. I brought you down here. Some of y'all spend your last money to get down here. God brought you down here for a reason. Eat the bologna sandwich, son. Eat the bologna sandwich. Eat the bologna sandwich. I had bologna sandwich when I first got on this journey. Eat it and be proud of it. Because it won't be long. You won't need no bologna no more. Bologna days will be over. And you can stay in what hotel you want. You will be so blessed. If you listen to me, you'll be so blessed. You'll buy a house down here just to be in the house while you're here. And lease it when you go. And lease it when you go back. And lease it when you go back. And lease it when you go back. I can't stay in a nice hotel. No, you come down here and buy a house and then lease it, let it make money for you while you're gone and come back every year.
In the spirit, your position is changed. Yeah. Oh. In the spirit, your position is changed. King is here. When he comes, it's all over. You can create an atmosphere of love and faith. The king will come. When the king comes, he changes everybody in such a way. When the king comes, he brings his glory with it. Hey! The king is stirring up your gift in the inside. Oh, stir it up. Stir it up, and you about to go to another dimension. You about to move to another dimension. You about to move to another level. The king is here, crowd. The king is here. Wow, the king. I praise the king. I honor the king. The king is here. Say, the king is here. My situation is changing right now. My situation is changing right now. My situation is changing. Hey! My situation is changing right now. My situation is changing right now.
What is this, Lord? I'm the $500. I'm hearing in the spirit stocks and bonds. Real estate. I can't quite understand this other word.
Renovation. That's a word. That means they redo something. Yeah, revamp. A lot of things will be renewed. Wow, 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 wow. That's a $300 check. Wow. Many of you, listen, many of you can start packing. You're about to move. You're about to go to a new dimension. Now, I got to give you a secret now. You want to hear a secret? My wife and I, how many times we had to the house? We have moved 5 times. You ain't get it. You didn't catch it. You didn't catch it. See, once you change the structure, you're moving. See, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to leave the house where you are, but if you have expanding room. Hey! My wife walked through the house about 3 weeks ago, and my wife, a real modest woman, she don't push for hard things. She'd be wearing tailor-made clothes every day, tailor-made. She just take her time. She just give what she want. My wife told me, said, "I believe we need to add on another exercise room." I said, "Where are you gonna put it?" She said, "Side of the garage." Now, my neighbor's already nervous. They have no idea what we're going to do. Wave at me, God, wave at me. I'm trying to put the blessing on you. My goodness. My goodness, y'all. I'm going to show you something now. Go ahead. Grab your Bible. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to close, but grab your Bible. I really supposed to close now, but let me show you something. That's it. Shout! Back up, praise. If you got it and you know you have it, cut up right now. Listen, I got a word from the Lord. Listen. We often have had this verse and this statement. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good work. Yes. The Spirit of God said to me, we have taken that, we haven't had the whole context of that. You see, your prosperity. Wow. Is a light. Yes. To shine before men. Yes. They might see the good works of the Lord. Yes. In your life and attract them to Christ. Yes. See, this message of prosperity, John, is more than just having things. It's proof that God is a good God. That man who is an alcoholic, when he see the goodness of God on your life, he asks you, what happened to you? You can tell him Jesus did this. And he said, how do I get to him? Whatever comes in your life supernaturally,
is a light to testify of the goodness of Almighty God. See, we have thought, let your light shine before men, you know, just live a good life. No, no, have some goodness in your life. Evidence. Right now. Shift gear. Shararaba shift. Hararaba kata ta ta. Shift gear in the spirit. Hararaba kata ta 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 ta. Horaba sa ta 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 ta. Shararaba wase. Not only tonight have you attract blessing, the Spirit of God says. God says blessing is about to attack you. Overpower you. Overwhelm you. Enter you into the overflow. You know why? We have too much works to do, my brothers and sisters, to be dealing with this money thing. Do you know how powerful we'll be with our money? Do you know how many things we can shut down with money? Why you think God, you know what God did this for? Why you think God, this ministry owns 600 acres of land? See, well, you see them white fence on both sides of the road, we own all that. Then down the street, we own on both sides. What are you doing? I don't know. Let him do his thing. He said, he told me the land in my plan. But it's an example to ministers and to you what can happen. The land came to me. And it had to be the supernatural because a white man is going to bring the land. All the other white men wanted it. And when the white man come and try to talk somebody about it, I say, I own it. The man said, God told me to bring it to you. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men. The Bible says Jesus had favor with God. So in this meeting, you have been switched from labor to favor. Expect favor. Expect favor. Everywhere you go, expect favor. There's a favor anointing on you now. Won't be hard no more. Life won't be hard no more. Favor is on your life tonight. Life will not be hard no more. Everywhere you go, favor is waiting on you. Oh, favor! Favor on me. Everywhere I go, somebody want to give me some favor. I got favor on the inside, coming to the outside. I'm marked with the favor of God. Hallelujah. Shout! dancing up here. Give us some dancing music. I believe we need to dance. Y'all dance a little bit. Dance a little bit. Dance in your favor. Dance in your favor. Dance in your favor.
I'm gonna tell you this.
Dance.
I might have to leave out of here. I'm gonna tell you this.
Dance. Make yourself dance. Make yourself
dance. I might have to leave out of here. I'm gonna tell you this. This is what I heard. Testimonies will be coming from all over the world from this very meeting. All over the world. All walks and all creed. This meeting is a breakthrough meeting. Not only for you, listen, but those who are connected to you properly. So that means whole ministries are represented in this house. Yeah. If they're connected with you, they're going to start having the breakthroughs too. Got that? Yeah. That's why, boys, it's so important to try to get as many of your members in these meetings as possible. Yeah. You talk about it all the year. You build them up.
That's right.
Don't be complacent about this. Something is going on. The more members you have here, the faster you're going to go. Because you see, you're not going to have to train them. They're already in. See, we don't talk this up. We don't talk these meetings up enough. You see, you ought to have as many, especially you boys close by. Your members should be here. You should tell them. Say, I want y'all to go. You know, and it, you, that's all you do, tell them. You see, and pray for them, you know. Because a lot of my members are not here, you know. That's why when I need to take off or something, I just take off. I worry myself. They don't come. The day of the preacher being the mule is over. Preacher learned some sense. Y'all gonna stop treating us like a mule. We ain't on mule. We race horses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, Leroy, I don't know how you're going to get them back to the seat. Just do what y'all got to do. We'll be all night. I don't be ready. Look at them. Look at y'all. Hallelujah. Well, we've been blessed. Lift your hand. We've been blessed. I got to preach tomorrow. I got to preach tomorrow, and I got to preach Saturday, and I might preach Sunday. Just might not. I wish it wasn't so cold. I'd go on the beach. Hallelujah! But I can get out here and find some warm weather. Yeah. I got something to take me there, you know. That's what rich folk do, you know. Rich folk leave cold places. That's where y'all headed. I don't wanna lie up here. You see me? Now, listen. You will never be at the end of the line another day in your life. You have stepped up this very night with an anointing of favor that's going to place you in the line where you want to be. You receive that? Boy, that's powerful there, isn't it? You receive it? What? What? What you say? You feel that vibration? That's the presence of the Lord.
But you say hallelujah. Somebody say something else. Hallelujah. Man, I feel a tangible anointing. What we do here, David? Junior, y'all better figure something out. I don't believe y'all can do that tonight. Do it tomorrow night. Hallelujah!